The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. Be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and be thrown into the sea, then for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. Your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he wrongs you 7 times in one day, returns to you 7 times saying, I'm sorry, you should forgive him. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. The Gospel of the Lord. Three ways in which we can increase our faith. First is to grow in our prayer life. We should make an attempt to grow in our prayer life. Because if we do that, we will grow in faith. Father John Harden said this. He noticed that those who lose their faith are those who give up prayer. So we should make a decision. We want to grow in our faith, to make a concerted effort to grow in our prayer life. Second is to make acts of faith. And it's as simple as this. What the Gospel says today. Lord, increase our faith. Wonderful prayer. The Apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And he said if you had the size of faith of a mustard seed, you could upplant that mulberry tree and plant it in the sea. So our prayer should be, Lord, strengthen our faith. Beautiful prayer. And it's a biblical prayer too. And the third way in which we can grow in our faith is when God sends trials to our life, which are going to come anyway. Trials. Economic. Physical. Emotional, whatever it might be. When those trials come, our prayer should be, Lord, strengthen our faith. Remember St. Peter when he was walking on the water? He was walking in the water and he started to sink. And he said to the Lord, Lord, save me. What did Peter say? Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt? So God purposely sends trials to us to strengthen our faith. So let's turn to Mary. And she was the only one who did not doubt at the resurrection. Even though she was there underneath the cross, suffering with Jesus, basically being a martyr. Let's ask Mary, the woman of faith, this very day, to strengthen our faith. As they say, Mary never doubted. She always trusted. So let's pray that we would grow in our faith. But also another way in which we can grow in our faith is to share our faith with others. So what you have received, gratuitously, you've received your faith, not because of any goodness on our part. We are called also to share our faith. So this day, we really want to grow in our faith. That's the essential message. So our prayer today should be this. Lord, strengthen our faith. Amen.